From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. A team of biologists has determined part of the genetic sequence of the extinct mammal that all humans are descended from. They used sequence information from living animals to reconstruct the ancient genome. The researchers say knowing the DNA sequence of ancient animals will not only help explain where humans come from, it may also suggest ways to treat human diseases. NPR's Joe Palca reports.
Geneticist David Hausler of the University of California, Santa Cruz, says you can think of a genetic sequence as a story that's passed down from parent to child.
It's not written in a language that most people think about or understand. It's written in a language of A's, C's, T's, and G's.
A's, C's, T's, and G's are the alphabet of DNA. Hausler says it's the sequence of these letters along the ribbon-like DNA molecule that's the key. The sequence tells the story of how an animal evolved.
There's the rabbit story, the whale story, the orangutan story, and, of course, the human genome story. And they all derive from one ancient text, if you want to think about it that way, a furry, kind of shrew-like nocturnal creature that lived maybe 70 or 80 million years ago.
Hausler says that furry, shrew-like creature is the common ancestor of nearly all mammals, not just humans. Unfortunately, this creature does not have a catchy name.
Scientifically, it's called the Boreoeutherian ancestor.
To deduce the sequence of our Boreoeutherian ancestor, Hausler used the mountain of sequence data that's been amassed on existing mammals, in this case, 18 different species.
Cow, pig, horse, cat, dog, hedgehog, rat, mouse, rabbit, orangutan, gorilla, chimpanzee, human, vervet, baboon, macaque, mouse, lemur, and lemur.
Hausler compared corresponding stretches of DNA for all the different species. Animals evolve as tiny changes creep into their DNA.
And by looking at what's the same and what's changed, we work backwards. So essentially the computer works backwards from the DNA sequences of the current living mammals back to what might have been.
Hausler and his colleagues report in the current issue of the journal Genome Research that they were able to infer the ancient genome sequence with better than 98% accuracy. Not the entire genome sequence, mind you.
We would love to be able to do it for the entire genome, and this is our dream. But currently, in this paper, we do it for one stretch of DNA. That's quite a significant stretch.
More than a million letters of DNA, but a long way from the 3 billion letter total. The goal in doing this is not to try to resurrect an extinct animal from its DNA sequence.
The goal is initially an intellectual one. Can we accurately come up with genome sequences for organisms that have been dead for a long time?
Greg Ray is a geneticist at Duke University. He says even though you might not want to recreate an entire animal, you might want to recreate some of its genes.
There are many genes in the human genome that we know are critical for both health and disease. If we could go back and figure out how we got to where we are now, it might help us in terms of understanding genes that are that we care a lot about in terms of our own health.
For example, it might explain why modern humans don't do well on a high-fat, low-fiber diet. Joe Palca, NPR News, Washington.